It is Tuesday morning. It is just after 7:35. That means we check in with the MCCSC, and we will be talking this morning with the Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. It's Dr. Mark K. Winston. Dr. Winston, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me on today.
My pleasure. And when it's this warm, why don't we just go meet at Bryant Park and hang out outside and enjoy the day? My goodness, it's doesn't feel much like February, so I guess we have to send the groundhog an apology letter. He said 6 more weeks of winter. Obviously, if this is winter, we could have 16 more weeks of winter, and I don't think anybody would be too upset.
I know. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm going to enjoy the day as much as I can. This is wonderful weather.
We just don't know when it's going to change here in Indiana, so we do. We should live it day by day and enjoy it. Now, you've had a busy semester already. We've already had some school snow days that we've had to juggle about, so thankfully those are hopefully in the rearview mirror, fingers crossed. But you had a big announcement last week about your early learning center. I know you wanted to talk about that. Update some folks if they didn't have a chance to either see the paper or see what was going on with that, because this is going to affect almost 100 kids coming up. Tell us all about it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for asking about that question, asking about our new early learning center. Yes, we are in the final stages of opening up our registration lines so that we can get as many of our young children enrolled in our new program. We're going to begin the new program in the fall. Our kickoff day is going to be July 30th. We're going to have anywhere from 86 to 90 students that are going to participate as young as 6 weeks old, all the way up through 4 or 5 years old. So we are very excited about this opportunity. This has been a labor of love, and we have an amazing team that's working very hard with facilities, that's working with the human resources, that's working with our early learning department to make sure that we've got a top-notch program, state-of-the-art opportunities for learning for all of our children. So we're very excited about this initiative.
Now, the genesis behind this project started where, and is there a model you're following, or who's put this all together to get it open starting next fall?
Well, it's really the brainchild of our superintendent in many ways in response to our community need. As you well know, we've had a number of early learning center programs here in the Bloomington community that have closed in recent weeks and months, and we really want to make sure that we can be a good partner within our community. And recognizing this gap, we feel that we have the educational expertise and experience to be able to kind of stand in and provide this level of support. And so we're really basing our program off of the Indiana Learning Foundation and bringing in a lot of opportunities for play-based learning. We're making sure that we are preparing our students early on so that as we prepare them for kindergarten, their level of readiness in the areas of literacy, math, social-emotional learning and growth, that our students have a top-notch advantage.
And we've learned over the years that just about every single study that's been done shows the earlier kids are engaged, kids are involved, it just helps the learning process moving forward.
Absolutely. We know that. I mean, the research across the country and in many school districts supports just what you've indicated, that the sooner that we can get a hold of our students and provide them with these rich learning experiences, the better they're going to be able to learn as they move throughout the grade levels.
Dr. Mark K. Winston is our guest this morning. She's the Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. And we're talking about the, what is the official name of this? I feel bad not calling. what is the official name of our new place?
Well, the official name is the MCCSC Early Learning Center.
Monroe Early County. Learning Center, okay.
Early Learning Center, yes.
And the million-dollar question, as always, the million-dollar question is, where did the funding from this come from, and how is it going to be maintained? We know, obviously, with the referendum in place, there are things and people in this community who are supporting all kinds of projects. Talk about how this is going to be helped out financially.
That's an excellent question. One of the things I would say is that we are really excited about the fact that we are going to be offering a very integrated and inclusive program. In saying that, we also are looking at a multitude of funding sources that are going to help us make sure that this program is accessible to all young people in our community. And so, for example, we certainly are going to utilize some of our funding that comes from a Title I from the federal government. We're going to also have a tuition-based component to our program. CCDF vouchers are going to be available. You're probably familiar with the On My Way to Pre-K initiative that began earlier this past month. We also intend to have students who have educational disabilities. So we'll also be bringing in and making sure that we are providing those services. So some of our students will be able to participate free of charge based upon their eligibility. Other students will participate through tuition vouchers and such. And so the beauty, we think, of this program is it's really early learning for all. And we want to make sure that every student has an opportunity to participate. And so we've been very creative as well in securing additional grant funding through the state of Indiana and local foundations and making sure that those dollars are all put to use to support the needs of our students. So now, very excited.
How many spots are going to be available and who is eligible to take those spots?
We are anticipating, we will be able to take up to 85, 86 students, all the way up to 90 students, so somewhere in that range. And everybody, any child who is 6 weeks old or older, up to 4 years old, would be eligible to submit the registration. Our staff members will work with family to figure out what they're eligible for and which program is the right program for them. We are going to be working on a first-come, first-served basis, but really all of our families can certainly begin registering their children, and we will begin registration starting next week.
Outstanding. And then when we move this, if this turns out to be as popular as we think it's going to be, does this project have room for expansion and growth over the next few years, or how is that going to work out if you get an overwhelming response of people?
That's another beautiful aspect of our program. There will be some room for potential expansion in the facility as we are doing the renovation. And so what I don't know exactly is how many additional students we would be able to take on, but we do know that we've built it in such a way and we're remodeling it in such a way that if the demand exists, then we would be able to expand.
Outstanding, because, again, I think if this catches on and people start saying, wow, we're getting a good start here, which it will. I think you're going to be getting out your expansion papers a little bit sooner than later. Dr. Marque Winston is our guest this morning. She checks in. She's the Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction at the MCCSE. And speaking of some financial help, you've got some grants that are exciting.
Yes, we do. Well, you know, as it relates to the Early Learning Center, Early Learning Indiana awarded us a grant recently to kind of help get us going. Hoosier Hills Career Center also received a workforce development grant just within the last week or two, so we're very excited about that. That's going to allow our Career Center to be able to expand our course offerings and really, really try to do some additional creative things that are in alignment with the needs of our community. Bachelor Middle School recently was awarded a STEM grant to develop a makerspace. So we're very excited about that opportunity. And so, yes, there are a lot of great things and a lot of exciting initiatives that are happening, and we're always eager to pursue that. One grant that you probably have heard about as well is the Lilly Grant. The Lilly Grant is a four-year grant that we recently received from the Lilly Foundation to support our initiative and effort around social-emotional learning, making certain that our students have the appropriate social skills, know how to engage in good decision-making. We're also going to be incorporating culturally responsive practices in terms of how do we interact with individuals who are different from us. So we really see this as a wonderful opportunity to get into our classrooms and to really provide additional levels of support for our students. And so all of those grant opportunities are really going to support the corporation and our priorities.
And are those grants just, are those grants, let me see, how do I put this? Are those grants submitted by each individual school for those opportunities? How do those work? Does each school have a chance to get involved with that?
I would say yes, but we also have the Monroe County Community School Foundation that supports some of this grant writing. So, for example, with the Bachelor STEM grant, I know that our foundation office here at Central Office helped in leading that particular effort. We have grant writers within our building as well. And so it's been a collaborative effort. If a school expresses an interest in pursuing a grant, or if we see one that we think would be well suited for one of our schools, we really pull together a team and make sure that it's a very collaborative effort in moving forward.
Yeah, because grant writing is almost, I don't want to say a professional business, but it's close. You've got to know what you're doing on those, right? There's some people that do it a little better than others.
You must know what you're doing, and we are eager to try to secure as many grants as we can to support our priorities and initiatives.
Dr. Marque Winston is our guest this morning. She checks in. She's the Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. And coming up, we have some public meetings as well you wanted to make sure people are aware of.
Yes. You know, we certainly know about the unfortunate circumstances that happened recently in Florida with the school shootings. And we recognize that there's a heightened level of concern among our families. We've put out resources to share with our teachers and our parents as well in terms of how to talk to our students about violence. How do we support their social-emotional reactions to that? But we also recognize that it's important to share with our families exactly what we are doing to keep their children safe. We don't take this lightly in any way, shape, or form, and so it's very important to us to make sure that our school staff are on top of all of the safety procedures and mechanisms, and we've made sure to reinforce all of those in the last several days. To that end, we also are going to be bringing our parents in and inviting them to a couple of parent meetings on school safety. One is March 5th at South High School. That'll be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And a second one will be on March 6th at North High School from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So we encourage our families to come out and listen to our principals, listen to our administration, and make sure that they are fully up to speed on all the things that we are doing, things that we've had in place for the past several years, ways that we continue to strengthen our efforts and our vigilance as it relates to safety and making sure that our staff and our students are safe in our schools.
And when parents come to these meetings, obviously they'll have a chance to ask questions and have them answered right there on the spot?
Right there on the spot. We will have our entire team present to be responsive to the needs of our families.
And the easiest place to find all this information, this is where I get all of mine, is mccsc.edu. And you can see the calendar, the list of events, what's going on, more detail about some of the things that we're talking about, because you see those upcoming events, it's just easy to follow along. And hey, look, spring break's on that calendar as well, so that should get everybody up.
Yes, it is.
Right around the corner, it'll be here before we know it. And so these talks are listed on there as well. You can take a look at what's going on with all of that. What else do we need to cover this morning? We know that spring break is right around the corner, so that means before we know it, the end of the school year is going to be here. It seems to be a pretty steady 2017-2018.
You know what? We're on a good path. We've got a lot of great work happening. Our students are just amazing and displaying their learning in so many different ways. In fact, next week is our state testing. Our ISTEP testing begins on Monday. We're ready, but you know what? That's just part of the work that we do each and every day. We feel like our students are very well prepared.
Yeah, once you make it a big deal, then everybody starts getting itchy and freaked out a little bit. So let's just go out and knock it out of the park, right?
Absolutely. That's our goal. Not doing anything extra special, but we're just doing learning. That's what we do each and every day, and we do it exceedingly well. And we anticipate that our students are going to just have another day at school and demonstrate all the learning that they know.
Now, you might celebrate when it's done. I don't think anybody will be upset about any of that. But ISTEP is part of the price of doing business, and sadly, we still have to talk about doing business at a school level. But that's another discussion for a whole nother program, right?
Absolutely. and then, you know, Mike, just a couple final comments I'd like to share with you. You know, this is Black History Month, and so each of our schools have a number of activities and events that are going on. So we're very excited about continuing to celebrate all of the contributions of African Americans throughout our history. And so we also have that listed on our website. So if anyone is interested in finding out the variety of activities and just numerous activities that are happening throughout the corporation and each of our individual schools. So just wanted to kind of give a shout out to all of our schools and how well they're doing with that. And then one other community meeting that we're having on Monday, February 26th, we're actually having a discussion at the CoLab where we're going to be talking about resource adoption and how the curriculum office proceeds in making decisions around instructional materials. And so we're very excited to be able to provide that opportunity for our parents to come and listen and hear a lot about how we make those determinations. But we also hope to hear from the parents what kinds of questions and concerns do they have.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. If they could ask, hey, why can't we have this subject or why aren't we teaching this? That's part of that discussion, correct?
Absolutely. We're going to have a very lengthy session where parents can ask questions and share any comments or concerns that they might have as well. So we're very excited about providing that opportunity for our families.